Hey, folks, let's go down to the old billabong and whip out the old didgeridoos and then kill a couple of fucking bullfrogs, because there's too many of them around here. And look out, there's a fucking kangaroo's going to jump into my windscreen and kill me and my family. It is the further reading of The Wizard of Oz. This is Literal Literature, and I am Howard Greater. With me is a beautiful strapping strayer boy. His name will be said shortly by him.
Sam Sheldon, how you doing?
There it is.
There you go.
Hello, mate.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, mate.
Mate,
does that happen?
What's that?
Do big kangaroos accidentally jump on windscreens and murder families?
Now, I don't know too much about that. What I do know is that wombats can really do a number on your car because people
really
don't see them. Yeah, they're like little tanks. So when people's like actual tire will explode and like it'll just tear up if they hit a wombat. It'll properly destroy your car, and it'll probably destroy the wombat as well. But
wombats are quite slow moving little guys.
Yeah, they're like little they're sort of. I'm trying to think what other animal they are. They are just like ginormous hamsters, essentially.
Yeah, how have they survived, man? I guess do they just not really have many?
Don't know,
natural predators.
Yeah, they do live in, from what I can remember, very dry. Like they.
Yeah.
Little burrows and everything. So yeah, they must just like little worms and little
just thinking
grubs.
About like the ecosystem of Australia.
Yes.
And like you've got marsupials, which is like completely different to anywhere else because they've had, you know, room to breathe and mutate and evolve. But then you've also got salties, haven't you? Which eat fucking anything.
Yeah, saltwater crocs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a guy, I think it was in Rockhampton. It's a place up in mid-central Queensland, which is which is the state that I'm from. And there was a saltwater croc. The guy was basically walking his dog on the beach. A croc rode the wave in, got the dog, and then went back out with the wave.
Whoa.
In one go. That's a saltwater croc for you. That's the terrifying nature.
Yeah.
Of
like
Australia.
A kind of terrifying surfboard with teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah, there was a guy riding the croc as well, going, "Yeah, fucking hang ten, dude."
Yeah, that's good. Wow, it's a bit knobbly for my liking.
Yeah.
But in terms of like the land, I guess there's not many predators for those little marsupial guys.
I guess not. Yeah, probably just like snakes, I guess, that would try and like bite them if they're not in the way.
Eat them, are they?
No, I don't think so.
They won't eat a wombat. I mean, how big do snakes get in Straya? Do you get boas in Straya? They're more Amazon, aren't they?
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, we get pythons, we get taipans, you get the brown snake, which is like, I think, the most poisonous in the world, the brown snake. We've got the three or four most poisonous snakes in the world all in Australia, so...
That's mad, isn't it?
It's so good.
The land you come from is extraordinary.
It's
really good.
Oh, it's amazing. And it's so beautiful. It's just, oh, you're making me think of home, Howard.
Oh, sorry,
oh,
mate.
No, it's happening. The tears are coming.
How often do you get to go back? How often do you get to go back?
Well,
real talk.
Normally, I try and go back ideally, I'd like to go every 18 months, but money is, you know, it's not that easy. So it's about usually every 2 years. Mm-hmm. I was meant to go back this year, of course. That didn't happen. It's going to end up being, by the time I get to go back, it's probably going to be either 3 to 3.5 years since I was last there. Which is mad. Oh, like, I never wanted to do that. The problem was when I came here for drama school, because I was in drama school, I never had any money. So I think it was about 4 years, I think it ended up being, since I'd been home. So it was 26, like 3.5, 4 years roughly. 3.5, that was it. 3.5, that's so boring, no one cares. 3.5 years, it's going to be the same. This will be the longest period of time since I've been in drama school. Thanks to Corona, because I was meant to go back around May time.
Sorry, man, that's rough.
But yeah, no, like, so it's weird. It's weird not being able to go back. Like, because Australia right now,
man,
they're not letting anybody in or out, basically. It's kind of weird. It's kind of creepy. Like, as an Aussie, I'm pretty sure you can't even leave. Like, they won't let you leave.
That's a bit, yeah, it feels a bit dystopian, doesn't it?
Yes, because I think what's been, I think they're like colloquially hearing stories about people who have got either relatives over here or what have you who have left to go back and look after that person. But yeah. And they've been like, Australia's been like, no, you can't come back. Like, why would you want to come back?
Sam, you know Mad Max?
Yes.
You know, it's like set in a world where there's no water or whatever.
Yeah.
And so occasionally they're like driving past a big ship that looked like it was shipwrecked on the bottom of the ocean.
Right, yeah.
But they still have Australian accents.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, is it set in Australia or is it set on the ocean floor?
I couldn't tell you that. I feel like it must be based in Australia. Like, even the fourth one, they all had, because you had, like, a lot of British actors and stuff, they all pretty much had Aussie accents.
Yeah.
Nicholas Holt yelling, oh, what a lovely day! What a beautiful day, or whatever it was that he yelled out.
I think it is lovely.
Lovely. So, yeah, I'm assuming it's all based in Australia. I mean, it's all made by Aussies and all that jazz.
So. It's so good, man.
George Miller, he's preparing the fifth one now.
So that's no way.
It's a prequel, actually.
Oh, right.
About
Max.
Charlize Theron. Yeah. Emotionally stable Max.
Yeah. Just in a swimming pool going, I could get used to this.
Oh, what a lovely day.
Oh, it's a beautiful day.
It's just absolutely great.
I'll take the old car out for a spin, the old Magnum Opus.
I would love that. I would really love just like a sort of like a slice of life, maybe like suburban drama called Emotionally Stable Max, and it is the prequel to Mad Max.
Just a series of things that go wrong, like falling Michael Douglas in Falling Down.
Yes, exactly. That's it.
We're here, Sam. I've jumped in straight away talking about mad things.
Oh.
But we're here to talk about your piece of work, aren't we?
Yes.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, indeedy.
I really enjoyed it, mate.
Thank you, mate.
It was a little taste of you, I think, you know. Do you see London as a shit-bricked road?
It's so difficult. Like, my relationship with London is a love-hate relationship with London. It's like, so basically, when I first moved here, I think I've said it in the previous one, I didn't really have a concept of what it was going to be like. I just assumed it was going to be sort of like, I didn't take in, like, I don't know, I just didn't know enough about it. I only knew the touristy side, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the actual practicalities of living in London. Like, for example, everyone kept saying, it's very expensive there, it's very expensive. Like, nah, it can't be that expensive. Get there. Oh, my God. Like,
yeah.
Especially compared to the rest of the UK and all that sort of stuff. So I was not prepared for any of that. But it's... sorry, go for it.
No, I hear it's quite expensive in Australia, but the wages are like crazy good
there. Well, that was the other thing. So yeah, so like I went from working in a supermarket earning the equivalent of about roughly £11.80 to £12 an hour to working at like a little festival bar thing for £6.50 an hour.
Right.
It's like, okay.
Ouch.
And my rent being about half the price in because I'm from Brisbane, which is Australia's third largest city. But I don't know about it anymore, but it definitely was cheaper than Sydney and Melbourne, that's for sure. I mean, Sydney's comparable to London, really. It's very,
really?
Very, very expensive. Yeah, okay. Whereas Brisbane's a bit more manageable. I don't know if that might not be the case anymore, but when I was there, it certainly was. Not that anybody really cares about real estate prices in, you know, Australia.
Well, everything's interesting to somebody.
But no, I think the thing with London that always... the thing that like reminds me when I go back home is that as much like Brisbane, I love Brisbane. It's probably my favorite city in the world, genuinely. I absolutely love Brisbane. But the thing with London is that it is kind of got that New York-y vibe of the city that never sleeps. So past 9 p.m. on a weekday, there will still be majority of places open that you can go to restaurants and bars and even supermarkets in the middle of town are open till 11 p.m. if not 24 hours. Whereas
it's
in Brisbane,
to find a bar that opens after like 2, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
even in London,
that's
I'm
true.
I'm always
yeah.
surprised. I'm like, why is everywhere shut? Like, come on, I'm not ready to go home.
Yeah,
but anyway, yeah. But in Brisbane definitely has a has a closing time.
Yeah, so like weekends, it's pretty much all open relatively late. But it's that thing of like if you're just out on a Wednesday night or whatever in London, there's so many things you can do. Whereas in Brisbane, once again, I can't quantify it so much anymore as to what it is right now. But yeah, normally it'd be like sort of like post 9 p.m. you'd have to be going to the Bottle-O to get some beers and take them back home with you because there's not many places open. But that's coming from my 2011 perspective. So it could be very different now. There's all these people in Brisbane going, actually, Sam, it's pretty cosmopolitan now. And
your
we're very much
open. So, Sam,
hey,
what's your... We know sorry, a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's all right. Look at Sam go. We know a little bit about your relationship with Australia, which is half of the tale. But what is your relationship with Frank Baum's Wizard of Oz, or probably to a bigger extent, the 1930 movie starring Judy Garland?
Solely the movie, really. Mm-hmm. Except Howard, some of my biggest fans may remember my starring turn as the Scarecrow in my school's production of not The Wizard of Oz, but the Motown hit movie The Wiz.
Who played the Scarecrow in The Wiz in the movie?
Michael Jackson. So
I thought so. You filled Michael Jackson's moonwalking shoes.
I did. And I'd like to apologise to the world for that.
I hope you didn't go too method.
I do. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It'd be difficult to, you know, take off that mask at night, I'd have thought.
But yeah, no, that's such an odd choice when I think back on that.
What songs did you have to sing?
Ease On Down the Road. That's the main one. That's like the classic one.
Give us a blast. Oh, are you allowed to?
Sorry?
Are you allowed to give us a blast? So, I don't know what.
Ease on down the road. Come on now. Ease on down the road. Don't you carry nothing that might be a load. Or still remember
it. That's incredible, mate.
What was the other one? There's so many hits from The Wiz. Yeah.
Was it who was Dorothy? It was Diana Ross, was it?
I think so, yeah. I still to this day haven't watched the film. I've seen clips, but
do you know what? I haven't really.
No.
I've watched Judy, the biopic.
Oh, yeah.
I heard, and I don't know if this is true, blah, 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 but they say that the diet that Judy Garland was on for that movie was like just apples and cigarettes or something.
Oh, see, sorry, I have seen the film, but I haven't seen The Wiz, The Wiz film, I was saying.
I see.
But, no, yes, with Judy Garland, I was in my research for the quiz.
Ooh, hello.
Don't worry, there's got nothing to do with it. I was just looking through facts and all that jazz. And yeah, apples, cigarettes, coffee, and some sort of... They also gave her some pills, sort of pills. It's Jesus Christ, she was 16.
That's
16
fucking crazy,
years old.
Man. Poor girl.
Absolutely mad. There's a lot of stuff with that movie that is so fucked up. Like
horrible and exploitative.
Yeah. And not even that. Like, do you want to know what they used for snow in the snow scene?
Asbestos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, wow, also, okay. I mean, that's the 30s, I guess, but still.
Toto the dog, Sam.
Yeah. Oh, I think I know you.
Was paid more than the Oompa Loompas. No, not the
Oompa
Loompas. the Munchkins or whatever.
The Munchkins, yeah, that's it. Which is shocking.
Sorry about that.
It's the equivalent of, I was reading, so the dog got paid $125 a week, which is equivalent to about $2,300 now, and the Munchkins got paid $50 a week.
Holy shit.
Which is the equivalent of $900. Absolutely fucking balmy. Like,
unbelievable.
It's not that long ago. It's like 80 years ago. Like, yeah. It's not that long ago. Like, fucking hell. But yeah, hey, Hollywood, baby. It's all glamour.
Still.
And...
A lot of people like that movie. Very nice movie.
Yeah, I don't. I as a kid, I never connected with it. I have to say,
I didn't
never
either.
Really,
actually. I was in it. I was in the normal one, the Wizard of Oz, a musical. But I played the gatekeeper or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The Munchkin gatekeeper guy.
Mario Land of Oz.
That
guy.
That was an interesting time.
Yeah.
I also, right, there was a, when that Emerald Land of Oz or whatever, that big number where she's going to the Emerald City, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Anyway, there was a scene where the director of this musical wanted three of us lads to wear giant hats, right?
Right.
Massive hats, and then paint a sort of face on our bellies. And,
what?
And run around as like sort of belly face men. And we had to just run across the stage. And I didn't want to do it because I was very self-conscious.
Well, that's just a weird thing to do.
Yeah. And I was, and it made me feel really awful.
Oh.
But there was no option for me not to do that. I just think, like, actually, that's not on, is it? To force a 14-year-old boy to get his stomach out when he doesn't want to. That's crazy.
That's fucking so weird. Yeah, like, so as a teacher, surely when some kid says, oh, I really don't want to do that. No, you will get out there. It's for the art.
I was like, really horrified and scared. And then I said, I don't want to fucking do it. And then she lost her mind at me for swearing at her. And then I had to apologize to her the next day.
Are you kidding me?
But she was making me get my belly out. And I was so, like, mortified about it.
That
so
just shows
if you're listening, you fucking go to hell.
Oh God! I'm sorry that happened to you, mate. That didn't happen in the Wiz. You guys should have done the Wiz. There was no belly-faced men.
No, that, I imagine in the real taping there might have been some other things going on that we best not get into.
What?
I don't know. I'm just making jokes. I'm making Michael Jackson jokes. That was the least of their worries in the Wiz.
Oh, God.
Lock your doors. He was never proved, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Fucking weird, prick. Oh, he's a good dancer. Fine. That honestly, can he get away with that just because he was very good at dancing?
Howard, the man was in the Wiz. That's how he got away with it.
Yeah, he was. Is that how you get away with it?
Oh, fuck it.
Not all of the opinions expressed in Little Literature are necessarily the expressed opinions of the management.
So that is odd, and if for all teachers out there thinking to do The Wizard of Oz, do not do belly-faced people running across the stage, because that is A, weird, B, isn't in The Wizard of Oz, and C, just don't do it, okay?
For God's sake. Without the expressed consent of the person you're asking to do it to. It's not fair, is it?
No.
A self-conscious teenager. That's mean. Fuck you. I didn't think this affected me as much, but like now I'm reliving it. No, it's all right.
Well, there you go. So yeah, no,
I didn't talk about the scene afterwards where she got me to windmill my dick around. That's not true.
Oh my God. Oh, so good. But yeah, so that's look at that. We both have very odd connections to the Wizard of Oz that we both didn't realize. There you go.
We've unearthed some real diamonds.
Oh, wow. Well, Howard, now that we've dug into each other's backstories and relived past traumas and Before we fall down a rabbit hole of further wizard or traumatic Wizard of Oz moments,
yeah,
would you like a quiz, mate?
Would I ever?
Oh my God!
I love a good old quiz.
Oh my God, he loves a quiz, ladies and gentlemen. He loves a quiz. Here we go.
So would you like the stakes recapped?
Yes, please, mate. If you know them, if you have them right.
I'm on 5 points at this current stage. Oh my God. You, Sam, are on 12 points.
Oh,
that's a whopping 7-point span, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Which is huge. So it's a tough one for me to come back from.
Well, there's a total of 10 points at play here, Howard, today. There's 10 points on the table.
Lovely. I'm into it.
So the first question... So basically, just to let you know, this is, as everyone probably guesses, is a quiz based on The Wizard of Oz and Australia. So all-encompassing of those topics. So, Howard, question number one.
Hello.
This is for a total of 3 points, this question.
Ooh.
Can you name all the states and territories of Australia for me, please, Howard?
Fucking hell.
I know, I'm sorry. I thought it's a trivia-y question, though.
Yeah, it's really good. It's very trivia. I definitely should know. Western Australia?
Ding, ding, ding. He's got half a point, ladies and gentlemen. He's got half a point.
What's it? Is it like the Gold Coast or something? They make that up.
Well, that's a place in Australia, but it's not a state.
That's a place in Australia. Yeah. It's not a territory.
It's in a state in Australia, though.
Western Australia. I really should know this, man.
I did mention one just before.
Did you?
I mentioned which state I was from before.
Oh, did you? Say Queensland.
Hey, ding, 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 ding. Yeah. He's got 1 point, ladies and gentlemen. He's on 1 point.
Western Australia, Queensland, and Otahuhu Park. I think that's in New Zealand. I'm not going to remember it, mate, and I feel bad, and I'm sorry that I don't know much about your culture.
It's disgusting.
Sorry.
It's a total of 1 point that you've got there, Howard. Well
done.
I get
confused with territories and states and things.
Yeah, actually,
What's the other one?
Sorry?
What's the other one?
Other what one?
The one I missed.
Oh, sorry, no, there's when I said 3 points, it's half a point for each one. There's 3.5, sorry, there's 7 of them in total.
Oh, well, give me some more time then,
Give
please.
You some more time, yeah, sorry, sorry.
Sorry,
yes. There's half a point for each one, and there's 7 in total.
Oh, God, well then, I really wish I knew this. And I will know them when you say
You will.
Them. That's what's upsetting.
There's only like maybe one that you wouldn't know.
Is Auckland, New Zealand.
That's New Zealand, and that's the capital. It's not the capital. Oh my God. It's the largest city. Wellington's the capital.
Canberra's the capital of you.
Indeedy.
Oh, forget it then, mate. Don't worry about it.
It's all right. There'll be a few that you hear and you probably will go, oh, damn it.
Yeah, I'm going to be really annoyed. Yeah, I'm going to be absolutely disgusted with myself. Yeah.
Actually, that was a total of 4 points on offer because I just remembered I did miss one off there. So it was 8 of them in total. I'm so sorry. I'm so bad at this. What's wrong with me? Good grief.
Go on then. What are they, mate?
So there was a total of 8 points on offer there. But you got 1 point. That's all right. Got 1 point.
Yeah.
Which of these, Howard, question number
Tell
two.
Me the answers, please.
No, I'll tell you the answer at the end. Oh, no, I'll tell you the answer now. This is a shambles, everybody. I'm so sorry. You could have had, so there's New South Wales.
Oh, yeah, of course there is, yeah.
Tasmania.
Oh, I'm going to kill myself.
South Australia. Honestly, don't kill yourself over this. Of all the things, not knowing Australian or not remembering Australian.
I just should know stuff. I'm supposed to know stuff, Sam. Carry on.
South Australia.
South Australia. Yeah. I didn't get South Australia.
Northern Territory. Good.
Yeah. Heard of all of them.
Australian Capital Territory, ACT.
I wouldn't know.
That was the one I thought you wouldn't know. And Victoria, where Melbourne is. Victoria.
Fucking Victoria. Fucking Victoria. Named after my fucking queen.
New South Wales is always my favourite one because I keep like isolating it to somebody went there and went, yeah, this sort of reminds me of South Wales.
I'm so sorry. Howard, anyone in Australia and you.
It's not important.
I do. It is important, though. I should know stuff. Like, that's so ignorant of me.
You're so ignorant.
Carry on.
Here we
go. That's really put me in a bad mood.
Oh, don't let it put you in a bad mood. My God, it's Australian states and territories.
Okay, carry on.
Here we go, Howard. And question number two, which of these is a mythological Australian animal, or like a not real Australian animal? Is it A, the Tasmanian tiger? Is it B, the bunyip? Is it C, the cassowary? Or D, a quokka? Quokka? What happened to my voice there? A quokka.
Well, I happen to know that the Tasmanian tiger is real. I've seen pictures of it. It's now extinct. Poor little thing. But I think it's from living memory, which is quite sad. I know that the cassowary is that fucked up bird with all the colours. So you've got, what have we got left? A quokka and a...
A quokka and a bunyip.
Bunyip. You're not able to tell me anything about the quokkas or the bunyips?
Not really. They're both quite similar in terms of what they look like, really.
I've got to follow my heart here. Oh, it's so hard. I'm going to go with bunyip.
You would be correct. Ding, 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 ding. Now, from memory, a bunyip, they look different in a lot of different pictures that you see, but yeah, bunyip is not real. It's not a real creature. But well done there, Howard. Well.
What's a quokka then?
Quokka is the famous little, they're sort of like, I don't know, I think they're marsupials as well. They're almost.
Are they look kind of spiky?
No. They've got like little very cute smiley faces. Everyone gets selfies with them. They're the little things that like, they're on Kangaroo Island, a lot of them. And you can get a selfie with them and they're like little like sort of like furry mini.
I'll have to check them out.
They're hilarious. It is like the most like heartwarming quokka. Pictures you'll see. A quokka with its big smile. It's very funny.
Right,
like,
on. That sounds good, man.
They're very hard to describe. They're not like mice. They're a lot bigger than a mouse. They're sort of like, I guess, kind of like a meerkat looking sort of thing, just with a very...
I think I've spelt it wrong.
Q-U-O-K-K-A. Quokka.
Yeah, I have spelt it wrong. Quokka! Oh, there he is.
A little smiles.
Quokka is... This little guy. Okay, right. So, yeah, sort of... Like a cross between a wombat and a wallaby.
Yeah, yeah.
Lovely.
And they like the if you look at
it's
their,
also known as the short-tailed scrub wallaby.
There you go.
There you go. About the size of a domestic cat. Lovely.
I didn't know they were that big. There you go. Question number 3, Howard.
Yes, please.
What was the name of the man known for founding what would eventually become Melbourne? Now, there's 4 here. Now, he's part of sort of like a bit of context here. He's sort of attributed the name, like, as the man who did it, but there was obviously a lot of other people involved, so there's a few other people who get it. But this is like the main guy, pretty much. Was it A, Philip Flash? Was it B, Alex Luther? Was it C, John Batman? Or D, Joseph Joker?
Lovely stuff. That's fun. It's a complete guess here. Would you have known this?
I wouldn't. If somebody had given me the context, I would have, because there is a park named after this person, and a big park in Melbourne named after this person. I would have gone, aha, yes, okay.
Now, what's funny is that there's something ringing in my head about Batman, and it's... And I do know that it has been previously a surname. It's not so ridiculous to think of Batman as a surname. Is it Batman in this case is the question. I've focused on Batman so much that I've forgotten what the other 3 are.
It is Philip Flash, Alex Luther, or Joseph Joker.
Alex Luther is boring. And why would you have done that? I'm going like Batman. There's no way I'm not going to go with it.
You're correct.
Yes!
John Batman. And would you like to know what what Melbourne was originally called when it was first founded?
Gotham?
Batmania.
They should not have changed that.
Yeah, and there's Batman Park in Melbourne, which is right, okay. Very fun. That's good fun.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's great.
Question number 4. Now, this is one that surprised me, Howard. I was very excited to see this bit of trivia. Judy Garland's daughter, who we all know, of course, as Liza Minnelli, married the son of a fellow Wizard of Oz performer. Who was it? Was it A, the son of the Tin Man, B, son of the Scarecrow, C, son of the Cowardly Lion, or D, son of the Wicked Witch of the West? Wicked Witch of the West.
Wicked Witch of the West.
I was blown away by this. I had no, because I know she's been married a couple of times or a few times, but I had no idea that she married somebody who was the son of a Wizard of Oz performer.
Let's go, son of a lion, mate. Let's do it.
I'm afraid it's the son of the Tin Man. But there you go.
Okay, fair play.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Very.
That's exciting. That's good trivia.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Do you know the Tin Man's real name? What he was called?
I cannot remember.
Good, good. Well, let's just leave
because
it.
Because I'm useless at researching. Let's have a quick look. Where have we gone? Jack Haley, I believe.
Lovely stuff. Thank you, Jack.
Jack Haley. And his son was Jack Haley Jr. So there you go.
Brilliant.
There you go. Now, Howard.
Yeah.
Frank L. Baum wrote many books about Oz.
Yeah.
How many did he write?
Was it
was it A, 21.
Oh, my God.
B, 14.
Yeah.
C, 25. Or yeah. D, 17. Now, I'm going off the ones that he wrote because there are other ones that other people have added on to it. But they don't really count. I think in the actual official canon is this number from what I found when I was doing my research. It's a crap question. I'm sorry. It's a terrible question. I mean,
no, it's a good question, mate. I'm never annoyed at you.
But it's always going to be a guess, though, isn't it? Like, when it comes to numbers, like, let's be honest.
Yeah. So 21, 25, 14 or 17, is that
yeah.
right?
Well, remember, yeah. No.
How long are they? That's the question. 14, mate.
Ding, ding, ding. My God, hey. Look at that. Look at him go. He's doing very well. This old Howard.
Yeah, doing not too shabby.
Here we go, Howard. This is a Brisbane-centric question for you.
Are you?
Sam, a.k.a. me, is from the greatest city on earth, Brisbane.
Yeah.
Every year, there is an annual agricultural show of Queensland, which is held in Brisbane, originally called the Brisbane Exhibition, which is a massive event which is held every single year.
Righto.
Among the locals, what is the show known as? Is it known A, the Agro Show? Is it known Lovely. As B, the Eka? C,
the what?
The Eka.
Eka.
Eka. C, the Aggies? Or D, the Shit Show?
The Shit Show. Now, you've got to ask yourself the question, why would they call it the Shit Show?
Well, I mean, it's agriculture, isn't it? Got animals and shit.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So, people, a lot of pets on the floor. we're going to go down to the Shit Show. Oh, we're going to go down to the Aggro Show. Now, I like the sound of the Aggro Show.
Got a bit of aggro.
The Eka, that's very Australia, isn't it? Going down to the Eka.
Australia.
You want to go down the Eka? I think they got a. What?
It's just the way you did that. It was so good. Like you had your thinking face at the same time as going, yeah, in the Eka. It was like really sort of like trying to investigate it.
And then the third one, what was it?
The Aggies.
Third one? Oh, the Aggies, yeah. Ah, oh, fucking hell, Sam. I don't know.
Oh, no. It's very difficult. I mean, it's very difficult, but. Do you know
I'm going to go there. I'm going to go Eka, mate.
You got it in one, mate. Ding, ding, ding,
yes!
ding, ding.
Come on.
Look at that. Are you sure you're not from Brisbane, mate? Are you sure you're not from bloody Brisbane? Here we go. Going to go down to the Brecky Creek Hotel and have a beer.
Yes, please.
Another.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah. Right around the corner from where I used to live. Got the memories. Anyway, this is not about me.
Yeah.
The Sydney
Don't
Opera
worry.
House. Oh, sorry. What were you going to say? Don't worry.
I was just going to say that, like, that I still only got two territories, so there's no way I can feel good about this. But
I don't know. You've done pretty well here, Howard. The Sydney Opera House was inspired by what, Howard? Now,
hello?
A, it's a dolphin fins.
Mm.
C, ship sails.
Ah.
Oh, sorry, I just jumped from A to C.
Did you?
A, dolphin fins.
Yeah.
B,
dolphin
ship
fins.
Sails. C,
ship sails.
An orange. D, clouds.
Now, isn't that funny? Because, here's where, would you like to know where I'm at, Sam?
Go for it, Howard. Where are you?
When you said yacht sails,
mm-hmm.
I was like, it really feels like yacht sails when you look at it. But before you said anything, for reasons that I can't explain, my brain was shouting oranges at me. It's really odd. And so part of me goes, do I follow my gut? It was there something that was this said on QI and it's whispering in the back of my head. Or do I go with what it looks like to me, which is sales? I think I'm going to have to go orange on this.
You'll be right. Ding, ding, yes! Ding, ding, ding. So from what I remember is that it is supposed to be like a ship sail vibe, but the actual inspiration for it came from when the architect was eating an orange and, yeah, peeling apart the orange segments and went, okay.
Hold on a second.
I've never...
This gives me an idea.
There we go, Howard. So, you
that
have...
That wasn't too bad.
Let's tally this up. So, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points, Howard. 6 points. Oh. Ding, 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 ding.
Well, that's not so bad. Yeah. That's all right. So, what that changes the score significantly from 12-5 to you to 12-11.
And we have to figure something out, Howard. We have to figure out, because next week is our final episode, we're going to have to figure out how to make this an even keel, I think. Because what happens if nobody wins it? This whole tennis system thing that we've got going on. What happens if I don't get 8 points, which I need to get to 20?
Good question.
Something to ponder.
Perhaps it's something that we could discuss whilst not recording the podcast. But what I would say is perhaps we both create a good old quiz, and you get like a 1 point advantage that you've accrued from this round as leading by 1 point.
Could be that, yeah, for sure.
Because I think, isn't it right who got the first quiz in this set?
Probably me.
So you did the first one, or you received the first one?
I think I received the first one, I think.
Okay. So this is fair then. So we end at 12-11.
And then it's like the end game.
And then we do it. Yeah, we do a big bumper quiz. We say, right, this is how many points needs to be on offer. And we make it fair. Perhaps we could do mastermind style and just do specialist subjects.
Oh my God.
But then that wouldn't have anything to do with the podcast. It would just be a quiz.
A Dickensian Christmas quiz.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But the danger would be that we'd prepare the same questions by accident.
Yeah.
We'll work it
we'll
out.
Figure it
let's,
out. We'll let, figure
let's
it out.
Chat let's, further down the line, babe.
Let's do it. Let's meet up. So there you
thank
go,
you.
Howard.
I really enjoyed. I actually very much enjoyed that quiz, apart from the first one, which made me feel thick.
Well, you did it. You're 6 points in, so that means it's 12-11 in the standings right now. So, the heat is on, as I always say. So very exciting stuff.
You do.
I say it every freaking time.
Yeah, man. Ah, brilliant. Well, thank you for that, man. Well, I think that probably draws us to close.
Oh, yeah.
On this fine day. Thank you very much, Little Titlets, for listening to this further evening bollock-on. And... we are rocketing through the Christmas special for you, and we're getting things done. It's very exciting. It feels good. It feels like it's going to be a lot of fun, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's been a lot of work going into it, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun to do, and the Christmas vibes are all around, especially as this is the 23rd of December as well, which is crazy. Christmas is in 2 days, Howard.
Oh, my goodness. What have you got me?
I've got you love and affection. And I'm just staring at you.
You actually doesn't feel like you're staring at me. It feels like you're staring off camera from what I'm looking at. There you go. Hello. That was funny. That's a quite a visual gag there. So I'm sorry about that, team.
What have you got me out? Hey? Oh my God. I just kicked everything. Thank you. That's my present. Yay.
An eighth of an orgasm, or whatever they say. Little Titlets, thanks again for tuning in. If you want to send us some Christmas cheer, because Lord knows we need it, then you can get in touch with us via all the channels that we say every fucking week. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it now. You can find us on Twitter at LiteralLitPod. That's capital L, literal, capital L, it, capital P, odd. Instagram at LiteralLiteraturePod. Email us, littleliterature.podcast@gmail.com. And you will find me and Sam smuggling ourselves into Santa's sack from the North Pole and then accidentally falling out because James Caan is our father or something. And then we meet Dinklage. He writes lots of stories. He gets angry. The Christmas is saved at the end. And then we make love to Zooey Deschanel.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, good.
But yes, thank you very much for listening, everybody. We hope you have a wonderful festive season.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll see you next week for the big old, what we're calling the Christmas special, but it's really just a big old New Year's-y fuck fest. End of year fuckfest.
Yeah.
This is a fuckfest.
This is a big old fuckfest. So until next time, people, all that's left to say is
a buh-bye.